بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اجتبى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين يا أرحم الراحمين. My dearest and most respected honorable ulama-i-kiram, elders, respected friends, beloved brothers and children, we begin with all-encompassing and a universal salutation of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it is only due to the fadl, the karam, the ni'mat, and due to the untold and numerous and uncountable mercies and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed you and I with the opportunity to be seated here today in such an auspicious gathering. On the same token, I would also like to begin by thanking our house for the opportunity to discuss a few issues of deen with you. Before we begin, of paramount importance, let us purify our intentions that we are sitting here solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we are sitting here to learn deen. For in the light of the kitabs, he who will learn minimum one chapter of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him with a reward equivalent to the performance of 1,000 rakats of nafal salah. So indeed, beloved brothers, this is a great reward for simply sitting down to learn a few aspects of deen. Now, my dear respected elders and brothers, as Muslims, we need to sit down and reflect and look deep into the recesses of our hearts and ask ourselves one simple question. That why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create you and I, and why did He put us onto such a temporary world? And in essence, if we have to look at the duration of life on this world, some may live for 30 years, 40 years, 60 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. But in comparison to the permanent time spent in the Akhirah, there must be some particular reason why Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us here. Now, if we find in the course of our daily ibadah, for example, it is hoped that every single one of us are parban in salah. This is something that is not optional, it is obligatory. It is compulsory upon us. So we perform the salah daily. Yet we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran al-Kareem, that inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That most certainly salah will prevent you from evil and lewdness. Having said that, we are reading the salah, but unfortunately our actions are contrary to the promise of Quran. And make no mistake about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always keep His promise irrespective of the condition. So in essence, if we look at all these various nasiha given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, promises made that if certain actions will be done, this will be the reward thereof. But if those things are not coming to fruition, we do not see the fruits of those ibadahs, then most certainly indeed there is something wrong within us. And it is hoped that in the short span of time that we have together today, we will discuss the issues that affect that heart. For indeed, Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam had said, that in our bodies we have a particular piece of flesh, and if that flesh will be corrected, then indeed the entire body will be correct. And what is that particular part of the body? Ala wa hiya al-qalb, Nabi Ali Muslim says that most certainly indeed that is the heart. Now we find, my dear respected elders and brothers, today many a time when people are confronted regarding the wrongs they do, regarding the evils that permeate their lives, then it's easy for people to turn around and say that times have changed. You know, today children are like that. We have to do it. But my dear respected elders and brothers, we don't have to do it, because times have not changed. We have changed. The times are the same. Every single thing that exists today existed in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, today people say they cannot stand and read salah. They need to sit down and read. Gout, heart sickness, sugar, diabetes is not something new. It existed from the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humankind. Sickness is not only something that has come to us in the latter part of this ummah of Rasulullah. It has always been there. The entire humanity and mankind had suffered from illness. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala says, had you made wasiyat, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that we made wasiyah for the people before you, the Ahli Kitab, the people of the book. وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And Allah says that we made wasiyat also for you, that you may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you may follow the Kitab and understand the words of Quran al-Kareem. Now my dear respected elders and brothers, when Allah Rabbul Izzat talks about anittaqullah, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to you and us? That today we need to understand that one of the primary reasons that leads to sin is the fact that we do not have, and we haven't striked, that equal balance. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said regarding perfect iman, al-iman bain al-khawfi wal-raja, that perfect iman rests upon striking an equal balance between hope and fear. Now what is this hope and what is that fear is our discussion of today. Now my dear respected elders and brothers, if we look at the aspect of fear, there are many different types of fear. One is we have khawf and we have huzn, divided into two sections. Fear is divided into two sections, and thereafter it is divided into many small sections. However, if we look at fear, one type of fear is a very superficial fear. For example, a small child will break an expensive glass. He will be fearful. Mommy is going to shout me. Abba is going to hit me. That is one type of fear. The child will do any wrong, he will always fear his parents. Then we have a student who will fear his ustad, his teacher. Then on the other hand, we have a person who will fear his employer, or an employer may fear an employee, and so on and so forth. On the other hand, we have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is that type of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that if we look at the lives of our predecessors, they never ever disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that fear was so strong in their hearts. We look at one example that in the benefits of having fear in the heart and not sinning and making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naras, is that on the time of the laying of the foundation of Darulum Dioban, Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, many ulama were present, and he made an announcement that today I want a person from this gathering to come forth and assist in laying the first part of the foundation. But my criteria is, I want a man who has never sinned in his life.